small desert town. So it wasn't long at all before the word got around that a killing bad car was headed their way. So the sheriff and the boys were gonna stop them out on the highway, right where it intersected Big Black Rock. So it wasn't long at all before the whole town was out standing round, hammering a nail and building up a pride in a roadblock. Roadblock. The mayor's wife sat in the shade and talked away through a few good lines, while her husband practiced his acceptance speech for a medal from the FBI. And Granny rocked back in her chair and asked, just what did this man do? While some idiot kids ate snow cones colored red, white, and blue, and they started to sell chicken and souvenirs around the roadblock. Roadblock. State line, and everybody was just hanging around the roadblock. Woo, at the roadblock. Three miles down the highway in a Chevy 69. Crazy eyeballs jumping left and right in time to an 8-track tape playing Earth, Wind & Fire and Jethro Tull, and a gasoline-soaked hand shifting a little plastic skull, and on the arm a blue tattoo that read, I'm a son of a bitch, a map open on the front seat, leather black as pitch, 1 foot slammed on the gas, no shoe, just an Argyle sock. Car was screaming wild down the highway like lightning towards the roadblock. Towards the roadblock. Big cloud of smoke, and Granny went into a mild state of shock and started to choke. And a boy up in a tree yelled out, here he comes. And then 21 men fired at 21 shotguns. wall. The newspaper said, killer still on the lam. Seems the boys at the roadblock shot the wrong man. Nobody really knew just who he was. He was driving a Camaro just like the other guy was. They all burned the car right there at Big Black Rock. And no one ever said a thing at all again.